Good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well. It is 19 September 2022. It's early in the morning. We've got a big day in the clinic today. Busy weekend, as always, and I hope that you had an amazing weekend. The weather was great here in Nebraska, finally starting to cool off a little bit. Starting to hear more geese move in. The river's getting a little bit busier. It's been interesting to see how the ecosystem has changed. Mrs. Craftsman, our next-door neighbor to the west, didn't plant corn this year. They planted sorghum type tall cane grass called Sudan grass. I guess every few years they have to replenish the soil. So if you plant the same crop over and over, it depletes the nutrients and starts to fail a little bit. So you have to switch it up and grow something different. And so this year they're growing Sudan grass, and that is something deer don't eat. And so we've noticed this huge change in the movement of the animals, and even the raptors and the birds and the small mammals and the coyotes, everything's moving in a different way. So it's just been really fascinating and interesting to see that change in the number of animals that we see and how they're moving. And we're really curious to see how that's going to affect the migratory birds and all of that, because they usually move to the cornfield and back to the river at night. So it'll be really interesting to see how this fall and winter play out. Since we made a small change, small changes can make huge impacts on your life. Now, we talked on Self Brain Surgery Saturday a couple of days ago. We talked about the gratitude graph, this self brain surgery operation that you can learn to chop out anxiety, fear, ingratitude, all those things, and replant ingraft gratitude, which leads to hope and faith and opportunity and possibility and all those things. And you can take command of the battlefield of your mind by learning that self-brain surgery operation, the gratitude graph. And you know your old friend, Dr. Lee Warren here. I'm always here to help you try to learn to change your mind so you can change your life. And one of those things is Mind Change Monday. And one of those things kind of spurring off the back of the gratitude graft is learning to see little places where God is working. C.S. Lewis called it God light. Learning to keep your eyes open and switching out of the darkness of a particular moment and looking for that little bit of light that will lead you to hope. And so we're going to bring you back a quiet time episode I did a while back called God Light, reflecting on that idea from C.S. Lewis of just learning how to change your mind in the moment when things seem so dark. Somebody I dearly love just yesterday, person I just love with all my heart, said, sometimes it feels like, why even bother trying? Like, you do everything right and still all this hard stuff is happening. Like, God doesn't even care. Like, he's not even honoring the things that we're trying to do. And it feels like, why even bother? And the solution to that feeling, because it's a natural feeling when we don't see God working in our time. And just go read Habakkuk, go read all the prophets really, and go read the Psalms, and you'll see this is not a new idea. This constant problem of wondering where God is and why he's not showing up. And C.S. Lewis says the secret to handling that is to start looking for evidence that maybe he's not so far away. Maybe he's actually right here. And if you can do that, you can gain control of the battlefield. So Mind Change Monday today is all about learning to see the God light. It springs really nicely off the idea of gratitude grafting when you're in a hopeless, seemingly hopeless or desperate situation. Listen, friend, we're all in this together. It's not easy. Jesus promised, the same Jesus that said he came here to give you abundance also promised that you'd have a hard life, that there's going to be hard things. My whole thing with my new book is about massive things, these difficult traumas and tragedies and turmoils that happen in our lives. And when you get in that situation, it can be really hard to keep your mindset positive, but you need to. Daniel Amen says, keep it realistic. Like, nothing's ever as bad as it seems. And you can't just wave it away and make it go away, but you can always find an opportunity to find hope, and that will give you the ability to make a plan to get through it. And you need to do that, but you need to start today, and I'm going to let Lisa tell you just how you can get that done.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith, and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is, you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
I'm always amazed at how much C.S. Lewis covered ground that we all have to cover. He was just a great writer. But his last book was called Letters to Malcolm, and Randy Alcorn quotes him here. Here's what Alcorn said. Letters to Malcolm was C.S. Lewis's final book, written 6 months before he died and published after his death. In it, Lewis wrote this, quote, "We may ignore, but we can nowhere evade the presence of God. The world is crowded with him. He walks everywhere incognito." Lewis graphically described God's self-revelation through his creation. And here's what he said, quote, "Any patch of sunlight in a wood will show you something about the sun which you could never get from reading books on astronomy. These pure and spontaneous pleasures are patches of God light in the woods of our experiences." Listen to that again. "Any patch of sunlight in a wood will show you something about the sun which you could never get from reading books on astronomy. These pure and spontaneous pleasures are patches of God light in the woods of our experiences." Friend, this is what I want to talk to you about from our quiet time this morning. I want to recognize that we see things every day that are little bits of grace, of God light, Lewis would call them, that Jesus is showing us in his creation, things that can make us grateful. We can either go through our lives always expecting and needing somebody else to do something or some other thing to happen or some other time to get here or for some other job to come along or some other state of health to come along for us to finally be happy. But the truth is, and I've told you this before, and I'm going to tell you again, this is a Warrenism. If you're not happy where you are, you will never be happy anywhere you are. It is absolutely a trick of the devil to make you think that somebody else can make you happy. More money can make you happy. A different job can make you happy. A different house can make you happy. A different wife or husband can make you happy. Something else can make you happy. It's not true. Getting rid of cancer won't make you happy. I've seen some of the bitterest and most hateful people ever after they were cured of some disease or recovered from some trauma. Because they get so mad that they had to go through it that they never find their happiness again. I've seen people stricken with the worst diseases, going through the hardest things ever, and they're still the most joyful, peaceful, happy people. Why? Because you decide to be. If you can learn how to see God light in whatever situation you're in, you will truly be able to be happy in this world. Remember, Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I come that you might have an abundant life, life and have it abundantly." That's what he said, John 10:10. Jesus came here so you could enjoy this life and have the next life. That's what he said. Yesterday, we were looking at the river. Tata and Lisa and I were looking out the window. And the North Platte River right now is frozen. It looks like the Bering Sea. It's got what I can only call icebergs. Like there's just white, giant, 2 or 3 foot thick blocks of ice flowing down the river. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. It looks like one of those documentaries of the North Pole. I keep expecting a polar bear to walk around. It's just crazy that we're here in the middle of North America and the river is full of icebergs. It's unbelievable. There's bald eagles flying everywhere because the river's basically forced through really small channels. So I'm assuming the fish must be kind of corralled through the little channel. So yesterday there were 2 bald eagles just hovering over our backyard all day long, making a living, right? They're fishing, eating. It's incredible. And that, my friend, is God light. You can look out and see something like that with your eyes. There was a downriver I saw something that looked like a piece of metal, like the sun was hitting something. It was just this shining beam up off the water. At first I thought somebody was shining some sort of laser or something. So I got the spotting scope out and I looked. It was about a quarter mile downriver. And it was just this crystal formation sitting on top of one of those icebergs. And the sun was hitting it just right that it was shining light back up into the sky. And it looked phantasmical. It looked like something Disney would have created. It was the most incredible thing. And it was just right there. And that's what Lewis is getting at. Like, sometimes you just, if you'll stop long enough to take a breath and notice what God's doing around you, there's God light there. If you can't be happy where you are, you will never be happy anywhere you are. That's what Lewis was getting at. So I just want to tell you today, take a minute to see the God light. Take a breath and find some place in your life, some moment where you can tell God that you're grateful, even though the circumstances aren't exactly what you want. You know, that beautiful scene outside my window is true and it's beautiful, but it doesn't change the reality of any of the things I'm going through in my life right now. We have a lot of spinning plates and a lot of challenges in our family right now and in our world. And none of those things go away just because I'm able to see the God light out the window. But you know what happens? When I take a minute to be grateful and to say, God, thank you for letting me see that. Thank you for letting me enjoy your creation. Then all of a sudden, I'm grateful for the time and the place and the situation where I am. And don't forget that Paul said in Acts, in the Sermon on Mars Hill, God knew the exact time and places where you would live and move and have your being. And he did that so that, he says, you might seek him and perhaps find him, though he is not far from any one of us. Remember that. God said that because he wants you. That's Acts 17, 27 and 28, by the way. He's not far from any one of us. He does that. He makes himself available if you'll take a minute to see the God light. You can learn to be happy when and where and what you are. And if you can do that, then you'll be able to be happy and be able to enjoy your life no matter what you're going through, because you have to separate circumstance from peace of mind. That is a superpower. I just wrote a whole book about it. Hope is the First Dose. I'm going to play you a song Paul Baloche and Graham Kendrick wrote called Creation's King. It's on the Greater Song album that's in my top three all-time worship albums. One of these days I am going to get around to recording those episodes about my top five all-time worship albums. I've already shared number five with you from Brenton Brown, but Paul Baloche's A Greater Song just had his 15th anniversary re-released with some of the songs re-recorded and reimagined, and it's amazing. But Creation's King was one of my favorite songs off that album, and Paul Baloche and Graham Kendrick wrote it, and it's just a great way to think about the beauty of creation, to be grateful for the things that we get to say, to see, and enjoy that God light that Lewis talked about. But just worship over this song. Spend a minute in Acts 17 and read what Paul's talking about how God is always not very far from any one of us. And just take a minute to see the God light and start the day.
Creation is a song waiting to be sung, all of nature like a prayer waiting for a tongue, but who will give it voice and make its anthem ring, or rise to lead a choir of all created things? Lord, hear your people sing. Blessing, honor, glory, power to creation's King. Songs of earth and songs of heaven join as one to bring. Sing it. Nations are a song waiting to be sung, every instrument and voice created for the one, the maker of all things, the majesty above, who brought us back from death with such a costly love. What praise could be enough? Songs of earth and songs of heaven.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com, drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.